This is Your Wetlands. I'm Jerry Kay. My guest is California Secretary for Resources, Mike Crisman. Mr. Crisman, let's begin by talking about San Francisco Bay. What makes it such a unique and vital resource?
California is either the seventh or eighth largest economy in the world, and part of our success is based on how we protect our natural resources here in California. We like to say that economic growth and job production cannot happen without a very strong, vibrant economy and a natural resource base. There's no question that one of the most valuable natural resources we have here in California, of course, is the San Francisco Bay. The Bay itself is a major migratory destination along the Pacific Flyway, which runs from Alaska down to Argentina. On any given day, I think you'll see more than 1 million shorebirds may be found, along with more than half of the flyway's population of the migratory diving ducks. I think that's important to note. And as you think about it, in the 20th century was an area of wetlands loss here in California and across the United States. But now, of course, we're in an era of restoring significant acres of wetlands around the state, and particularly in the Bay Area. Over the last year, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, we celebrated the restoration of over 15,000 acres of wetlands in the South Bay Area and over 3,500 acres of the North Bay, namely in the Napa-Sonoma marshes. A project that we think and we hope will eventually restore over 10,000 acres of tidal wetlands in the Bay Area. All of this is emblematic of the fact that we recognize the value of protecting and investing in our natural resources. Of course, this is particularly true in the Bay Area. Look at what I just said. Rather than turning a lot of these lands into sprawling development, our resources investments, of course, is in the projects that I just talked about. Will buffer against sea level rise and flood protection. Of course, will benefit our fisheries. Will support healthy population of birds and endangered species. Of course, will support outdoor recreation accessible to a large segment of the public in this very, very large metropolitan area in this state.
Many polls and surveys underscore how important the Bay is to the people who live here, but what struck you the most?
Well, what's resonated most with me is the commitment on the part of people to step up, to pass general obligation bonds on a regular basis in the state to support the efforts of ecosystem restoration around the state of California, but also focused on the San Francisco Bay Area, and a recognition on the part of the residents of the region to roll up their sleeves and help in this restoration. The projects I talked about in the Napa-Sonoma March, the work of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and other efforts point out the broad base of support we have to work to protect these most valuable resources.
Secretary Crisman, you have many committees which are ongoing. They involve NGOs, non-governmental organizations, government agencies, but the public is also an important component. What do you expect and hope for in terms of the public's involvement and response to some of these issues?
When we're talking about the protection of our natural resources base, we're talking about the recreation of the Napa-Sonoma Marsh, expanding those acreages. We're talking about the valuable work that Delta Division Blue Ribbon Task Force is doing in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta that eventually feeds into the San Francisco Bay. And we're talking about all of those things. What we're talking about is developing a public policy with very strong public input. We will always have a series of workshops and meetings. We expect that the public will be involved in helping us get there, providing their advice along the way, and keeping our feet to the fire to make sure we meet the commitments of general obligation bonds that the people have passed to support these efforts. But our overall commitment, the governor's overall commitment, to protect these most valuable environments and enhance them here in California.
The public's input makes a difference to you. Email, phone calls, participation at meetings. It truly makes a difference?
Yeah, the public's input is invaluable in this process, and we need it. We'll continue to need it over the years to come.
Secretary Mike Crisman, thanks very much for being on Your Wetlands.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it. Thank you for calling.
This is Your Wetlands, and you've been listening to an interview with California Secretary for Resources, Mike Crisman. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and our podcasts are supported by grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. We also invite you to email us. The email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kay.